As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome to A Journey of Transformation Empowerment. You're listening to Antonio T. Smith, Jr., where ideas ignite, change, and possibilities are endless. Before we dive into today's episode, we have something special for our listeners. Today's podcast is brought to you by a groundbreaking book that's reshaping the conversation around Black economic empowerment. It's Resegregation, Volume 1,
The Power Matrix,
a master plan for Black group economics with wealth creation, authored by visionary Antonio T. Smith, Jr. Antonio isn't just an author. He's a former top secret combat special operations intelligence sergeant turned millionaire. His life work championed the economic autonomy and wealth creation within Black communities. In this seminal work, dedicated to teachings of Dr. Claude Anderson, Antonio outlines a comprehensive blueprint covering critical sectors like finance, technology, manufacturing, and more. He blends military discipline with acute understanding of systematic disparity. This isn't just a book. It's a movement, a call to action to create lasting wealth and reshaping the economic narrative. Antonio's vision is clear: drive a significant shift toward Black ownership and control. Listeners, if you've ever wondered about innovative strategies for wealth creation or how technological transformation can uplift the Black communities, then this book is for you. Join Antonio Smith, Jr. on the transformative journey. Pick up your copy of the Resegregation Volume 1, The Power Matrix, today, and be a part of the reshaping future. Now, let's dive into the episode and explore the possibilities that await us.
Great today. If this is your first time joining us, this is our daily meeting, real company, real things, just running stuff, making sure everything happens. All right, so Law, I got your email, or Deanna got, we got your email. Somebody got your emails. I can see them. I just got, okay, good. I got everything set on all inboxes, so I never know which email is coming to what, but I just know I got it. The got multiples of them. So we'll take care of that, and I got some ideas for your cover. But I'll see some stuff here in a second. Now, also, let's see. First thing on the agenda, let me knock all this preliminary stuff out the way. Deanna, did you get the hookup? Justin Frazier, did you get that set?
No, I have not gotten that set.
All right, do it right now. Send him right now.
I'm sorry.
Hold up my meeting and send him up. I will skip around you. Let me know when you sent some message.
Okay.
Let's see. The next thing. Nope, can't bring it up yet. Let me put a check by since you're doing that. Grace, okay, I can skip to you then. I need a list of all of the Women Should Run the World podcasts that they recorded.
Okay.
And the titles. Go back from the beginning.
Okay.
So give me every last one of them, the day. And, of course, if it's one day and you got multiple episodes, you just put in like a cluster. But okay. It's making my life easier. I got backed up with a few things, and anything administrative like that is just, I'm catching up on it at this point. So anything administrative, so just send it all to me. And then when you send it to me in one post or document so I could just lazily copy and paste and put it where it needs to go.
Would you like it in line up or to email it to you?
Got your phone muted.
Can you hear me?
Oh, maybe I got something. Oh, I'm muted. There you
okay.
go.
Would you like?
I forget I don't have my headphones in, and I muted my keyboard. I'm sorry.
Would you like it in Line App, or you want me to email it to you?
Nah, Line App is fine.
Okay,
I'm fine. Yeah, I forget I'm not connected to my phone. As a matter of fact, speaking of, we need to eliminate whatever is going on with this phone. We need to eliminate that. Okay. Well, we need to eliminate that, but we'll work it out.
Okay.
All right. Next thing until Deanna finishes, and we've got to go around. Nope, can't bring that up.
Done.
Outstanding. Now I can bring up two things then. I want to lend Satish all the help he needs. I can tell he's working on something big. Is he here? Let me see. Oh, there he is. I want to lend him all the help that he needs. I don't know what that help is, and we don't need to know. We just need to lend it. Is that Grace? I'm talking to you too. Yeah, yes, you too. Deanna?
Yes, sir.
So y'all reach out right now, same time, and force him to get help.
Okay, I know he's driving right now. He said he was driving on the way back.
That's cool.
Just okay, sorry, but we're going to reach out. I just want to let you know.
I'll send it now. That way I know it got done. Yeah, but send a message. Hey, Antonio forcing us to help you. There he is, driving. All right, he hear me. But send a message anyway. Let it be a memo. I don't want him to get to where he going and then be like, oh, I forgot. Nope, ain't no forgetting. No. Okay, good. Glad he's driving. Be ye safe. Good stuff. All right, so you do that. Now send him that message. And just a little short message. Hey, he's making me do this. It is. Just put, he's making me do this. And then we'll go from there. And he's making me do this.
Ben.
Got it? All right, yeah. Good. Next one. I'll explain why I'm doing all these clusters of things. Need to have a 3- or 4-way call with Monica, Deanna, Grace, and myself today. Make it work. I know it can't work. Make it work. Figure it out. Just figure it out. Between Deanna getting on me about filling Susan landing page and all sorts of stuff, figure it out. It'll all work out. Okay? It'll all work out. Work it all out. Outstanding. Next thing on the agenda, all this administrative stuff. Next thing on the agenda. Cross that out. Wait. Let me make sure that got executed. There's a call with me, you, Deanna, Grace, Monica. Did that? I know you heard it.
Yeah, I just asked Deanna if you two are available at a certain time.
So all right then. So it's being executed. All right. I feel much better.
I know whatever time I asked Monica, is she available? Oh yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, mm-hmm. Good. I just wanna just as easy as pie. If it's a message getting sent, I know it's gonna get done. Next thing, Grace, you're gonna have to help Reggie with this. So this is really your assignment.
Okay.
Where is Reginald? So just send him this message when you get it.
Okay.
He's probably still dealing with that emergency you were telling me about. But we need to. It's time for him to do his transcription. He has his book done with all the videos. He called me yesterday, and it's time to do his transcription. Somebody just randomly emailed me about transcription at 1:37 in the morning. Incredible.
Whoa.
Yeah, 1:37 in the morning. Yeah, it's incredible. Maybe we'll use that guy. We'll see. But what you're going to have to do is you're going to have to go to, he needs to get all his videos in order, and I need the link sent to me in order. But okay. He won't know how to do that.
Okay.
No, he not computer savvy. Do you know how to get the links from the Facebook videos?
No.
I sent two non-millennials to go.
Don't you look like that, real? Man, that 1 year does make a difference, though. That 1 year makes a difference.
It makes a huge difference.
Once you find out how, you're going to be like, oh, that was so simple.
Yeah. All you got to do is show me. That's it. Yes. All you got to do is show me.
Ah, my. All right, here we go.
Thanks, Law.
Golly. Yeah, this, the two worst ones in the company I'm doing, giving a computer task to. Go to his page, his videos, wherever they are. And there's a few ways to do this. I do this what I perceive as the easiest way, right? So here you are in this video. Mm-hmm.
Right.
Got it?
Yeah.
I'm just going to click this video. So obviously you're clicking that video.
Mm-hmm.
Now you can either get the link here because it's there on watch. Yeah. But if you want the most purest, I gotta move this Zoom stuff out the way. Well, that's one way right there. That way actually works. Now, if you go to, let's back up a little bit. Let's just say the live didn't work for whatever reason.
Okay.
It's just, mm-hmm. or it was easier. Or he wanted to scroll down the timeline or just something that just, mm-hmm. you know, y'all are rebels.
Mm-hmm.
This is a post on the timeline, yes?
Yes.
First off, good job using the video. Good job. I saw harvest from that. Now, you see this time?
Yes.
You see how the it went from a cursor to, okay,
so you can click on
that time, and then there's your link again.
Ah. I'm like, Law, that is so easy. Okay, now you're going to show me.
There it is. Okay. Either one of those work. Okay, got it?
Got it.
And then send it to me in order, and then we will, because once it's on the internet, you can just type in, and nothing on the internet is safe. Once it's on the internet, you can type in anything. You can type in internet video to MP4, and there's somebody that's got a site on there that.
Sure can, I've done it.
Yeah, definitely. So once it's there, it's not safe. It's not safe at all. If it's a public post. So make sure all of them are public.
Okay. Now, do you want the titles as well as the links?
I'm going to need that because that's, okay. If I send them off to somebody. No, it's a good question. But if I send them off to somebody. Well, the person getting them won't need them. But once it'll just be easier to have them because once we get it, it'll be chapters. They'll still have to be edited. But each title could be a chapter such as however he's running his book. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
I'm just attempting to fulfill everyone's dreams here. Go ahead, Law.
Does that make things easier that he recorded the video and then actually considering transcribing it?
Yeah, it does.
So did I take the hard way?
Of course you did. But I take the hard way all my books, so it's fair. It's totally fair. I get it. I prefer to sit down and write. But that's because my books tend to be scholastic in nature, so I have all sorts of sources and stuff, you know, with the things I tend to talk about. But yes, if you talk your book, transcribe it, and then have someone like Deanna put that in edited like paragraph or book form, you can write books every 30 days. You really could. As fast as James Patterson writes his books, you know, Alex Cross, Women's Murder Club.
You think that's how they're doing it? That would make a lot of sense.
It really would, but I don't know how he's doing it. I know he's my favorite author. Whatever he's doing, he's pumping out 3 books every 30 days or so of his series, and they'd be high quality. You can't, if you're listening in audio, you can't even get out your car until this scene is over book. It's just incredible, so. But yeah, good stuff. But I would if you're having trouble writing a book, I would absolutely do what Reggie did. I'm going to say something that I want to happen 100%, but how it happens, no, I haven't. I haven't checked it out. At least I don't think, unless, is that the link you sent me like 2 weeks ago? Oh, then I did check it out. Okay. I thought this was a new one. I did check it out. Let me copy and paste it in. Pull it back up again, because that may solve a problem. There's something I'm about to say that I want to happen. Okay? That's 100%. But how it happens, I don't care. Just know Phil and Susan have the first priority, should they want to do so, but how it happens, it could be, as long as it happens through the Bureau, on a Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, I have no preference. I have no preference at all. But with the content and relationship, Phil and Susan give first priority for obvious reasons. I was inspired yesterday listening to, or just watching the dynamic between Susan, Phil, and Brad. I was just inspired by that dynamic, and I thought about it. I should have Serena come on. It was just one of those next logical, right? It was just, oh, let's just go over here now, right? It was just common sense. In my head, it was. So definitely want that to happen. Of course, Phil and Susan, you've got first priority. Should you, you know, want that to happen on your platform, by all means, you can. I don't want to tell you who to interview unless I had an agenda. And I most certainly have an agenda here.
You took the words right out of my mouth. I was going to say, okay, what's our purpose?
Everything you did, do just fine, however you want to do that. But she is building her own audience and her own platform, and she has done a great job with it, to the point where she just turned down a major platform, emailed Deanna, turned down a major platform because, let's just say their approach was wrong. We'll just say that. Their approach was wrong. When you can turn down major ones, you're starting to build your own audience, and it's fantastic. At the same time, I've worked out one heck of a deal with her that will most certainly benefit all of us as well. She's all about her platform, her own positive words only, and helping people, and seems to fit right up y'all alley.
And she's in Columbus, Ohio.
Yes, she is. So let me know how, and well, don't let me know just, how. Just do what I did last time.
Give me your number. I'll call her and I'll book her for Monday if she wants.
Boom. Got you. We'll take care of that today. I'll take care of that right after the call. Let's see. Great. And I'm going to have – anyway, just know I run her career, so to speak, something like that. So I'm going to have a few other people on, that's for sure. All right. Good stuff. Thank you for that. Thank you. Erase that one.
I have her number, but I don't know if it's the right one.
She's got two. She still got a home phone, Susan. This girl is so old. She has a – I'll give you the right one. You got the right stuff, baby. Uh-huh. Yeah. Okay, right after this call. Okay, yeah. I've got it. It's the top one. They're both 614 area codes. One is a cell, one is a home phone. I'll send it to y'all right after.
Now, before Phil goes and calls her, you want to set it up to let her know that we'll be calling, or?
Oh, yeah. I'm definitely going to call her first. Yeah. I'm okay. Definitely going to call her first.
Tell her that, you know, we'll structure the interview so it's, we'll get what her goals she wants to accomplish, and we'll try, you know, we begin with the end in mind and then create the interview from there.
Got you. Makes good sense. So I'll just do that. And other than that, I'm going to move all the way out the way because you two are geniuses, and I don't want to have I don't want to have any influence over the interview, but I'm going to do something serious with the video. Now that I am going to do. I am going to do that for sure. Oh, make sure. I'm going to say this. Grace, did you send Phil and Susan the link from last night? Did y'all get that?
No, I'll send it today. I'll send it to
them. No, right now. Do it right now. My brain hurt. Do it right now. Do it right now. I can't think. Do that. Activate the download, obviously, and then send that to them so they can personally give it to Brad.
Okay.
You don't, Deanna, you don't send it to Brad. Let them do it. Okay. All right. Outstanding. Good. Good. Yeah, so do that. I can't even think. My mind is exploding, Grace. I can't think. Oh, my God. Until it's done. Okay. All right. Thank you. I appreciate you. All right, so y'all going to get that right now. Typically, I remind her. If I would remind her, y'all would have got it last night. Your forever reminder, Grace, is every time.
Okay.
Feel free, without permission.
She will.
Yes, feel free. Good stuff. So, and just make sure the download option is available. Mm-hmm. Typically, I tell you turn off, make sure it's available.
Oh, so turn it back on.
Yes. They need to download it.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah, no. For two reasons. For one, they want to give it to. Actually, this is a good teaching point. It's, you know, consider interviews like two rock stars getting on the same album, you know, so like a feature, you know, or a country star getting on a rock star album. You know, it's just, you know, Florida Georgia Line getting on Lil Wayne's album or something. If y'all. Depending on how eclectic you are, you may
that
recognize
that would be a really awesome collaboration.
It really would. It really would. I think my soul spoke on that one.
It did.
Yeah. It really would.
It spoke to mine, and that was nowhere near my mind.
Right. So basically, they're going to cross-pollinate each other's audiences. But here I go with my agendas again. I want them to send it because, duh. It's just, I want them to send it. Because how does the flow go, Deanna, with Phil, Susan, Jerry, Brad? How does the flow go?
Phil and Susan, Jerry, Brad.
Exactly. Oh, you know, I want them names to keep on coming. definitely to keep on coming. We're definitely going to do that. Of course, they'll use their heart. I always have my little agendas in the back of my mind. Behind your good morals, I'm always trying to drive the cruise ship into a great direction. Okay, you sent it off?
Yes.
Outstanding. So to benefit Brad, why? Because when Brad shares it with his audience on his email, people are going to see Humor Consultants. That's number one. It benefits Phil and Susan because, right? They'll draw from Brad. And also, I'm not sure if I made this clear, but anything that they do on Monday, right, I just want them to have period. Because they're simultaneously doing two things at one time. Two communities, I would say, at one time. Go ahead, Susan.
The first call the week before that we had, at the end, Grace reminded the audience of Phil and Susan Sorrentino Humor Consultants and their coaching program. I think the caller got off, the speaker got off the first time. I don't know if Brad was still on last night, but we didn't do that last night.
I don't mean us, just the Bureau
and Phil and Susan.
Otherwise, you did it on the first one, right?
Commercials, you know, I don't want it to be commercials. I want, and the people are getting value, yep, who we've had so far. Do you, you know, I'm trying to be delicate here.
No, it's just take the Gary Vee approach here. Just, yep, you know, add all that value just to the way you knew it. And we got two options. You can post-produce it. You can take the video, since the first one was great, and you know, I could take the second half of it, and on the one she just sent you, then I can splice that and put it at the end of the video or the beginning, right, and do a little intro or something like that. That's not a problem. Or when you post it, you could just include it in your textual content as well, even on a website or something, and then that'll work too.
Yeah.
I'll let Yeah, I'll let you decide, but the way you guys are adding value, it really is the best possible way. But what you're talking about, what she's talking about, ladies and gentlemen, is the only way to do anything. Well, the best, well, let me not say that either. Just know you want to send that admiration somewhere. Okay, you want to send that admiration somewhere. So that's the conversation she's having.
And Phil thinks like you, I'm more, you know, because I'm more of the protecting of, because he's such a giver. Mm-hmm. And that of course is the best way. And I am too, but then I also have to be the other side too.
Well, yeah, the company wouldn't work without both of them. Right? Well,
yeah.
It's the same thing.
So you're capturing stuff to put in our, landing page and things like that as we go along here.
Oh yeah, your landing page.
You're capturing what you need to put in all that.
Yeah, it is extremely convertible. That is for sure. It is. Deanna is busting my. She is just not being fair. I don't know what happened, but she is saying no. I want it this way and do. So yeah, that is.
That's good.
It is very good. Yes, that's why you're not looking at my mistakes online. It's not being published until she says, "All right, I am okay with this," and then you'll see it published. Because
hey, I've made
50 mistakes already. Go ahead, Phil.
Yeah, just an interview lessons, because I know that everybody on the phone is best going to morph into doing interviews themselves because it's very powerful. But if you notice my style, I learned from Johnny Carson, who learned from Jack Benny. Once Johnny did his monologue, when he got behind his desk, his job was to make his guests be funny, make his guests be the stars. It was not about him. So if you notice my style is I did a couple things last night, but for the whole hour, I let Brad be the stars, let him be the star. And when I asked a question, I asked the question once and then ended it.
Yep.
You know, I don't know if you notice a lot of the interviewers, they ask the question, but they ask it four or five times before they ask the question. They just keep going, and it's the same question, which just drives me nuts. I'm saying, just ask them the question once. They're smart people. They can. You don't have to keep going and going and going. So just for the rest of the people, when they, when they get to doing interviews, that style, I think, more reflects what we're trying to create by making the person that is our guest be the star.
Wow, yeah, that's facts, though. That's facts. I used to talk to Deanna about that. She would ask the question four times. I say, stop. That's good stuff. That's really good stuff. No, y'all did such a good job. That I don't know if y'all heard him, but Brad was like, oh man, I love this. I can keep going. I love this place. I love this platform. I can keep going. Mm-hmm. Like, he didn't even want to get off.
No, he didn't.
Grace asked three more questions after that. But he was just, because when you're able to talk so much.
I am determined to be rich.
The middle class is not for me.
I need news that cares about me.
And not news that's going to scare me or make me mad at another people.
I need news without politics.
And I want news that will point me to the money.
This is the news where it happens.
The moments that change the world.
These are the stories we need.
The info that we care about.
We only give you news
that puts money in your pocket.
And the news
that gives us an advantage.
This is the work that continues.
Who we are today.
And what we can become.
Tomorrow.
That's it.
This is where news without agendas can lead us.
Your wealth matters.
This is why more perspectives
make us stronger.
And how our mission can inspire
tomorrow.
This is journalism that helps the world we live in.
This
is
Mexit News.
And he wasn't rushed, so he was opening up his points. He was showing his brilliance. He was adding value. He was on brand with himself, and it's addictive when you're on brand and you know it and people are responding to it. He didn't even want to get off. He did. So good
and
job.
That's great. You can go over a little bit for that, but you also have to, there's the meeting integrity. And yep. Because all the people are on the call, they've been on two or three other calls, have been at work all day. They're not going to just click off out of respect for for Brad. So that's why we always try to stay as much as we can with meeting integrity.
Yep.
With giving a little bit extra like we did last night. And people like that, as long as it's not, you know, too far.
Right. Right. Absolutely. Absolutely. And it was very well done. And the mere fact that the guest was like, no, come on, give me some more, right? You know, that speaks volumes in itself. That
speaks volumes. He wasn't ready to rush off. He was having a good time with all of us.
Yeah, he was. Yeah,
he was. And those were great questions that everyone asked.
And great show up, too. That was great. Yes, yes.
What was our number?
High as I saw was 52, but I could be wrong there.
It was either 52 or 53.
Okay. As high as I saw, it was 52, mm-hmm. but I was back and forth between watching my kids do cartwheels in front of me.
Fence post, and everybody here is a fence post. Last night, the call that I thought was so great, you know how many people were on that?
How many? Wow. Wow. Beautiful.
But it's a great call. If you. Anybody can get it. It's a great, great call. And you'd really enjoy it too, Antonio, because of the military aspect of it.
Yeah.
Well, the time of his Monday night call is one of our calls, ATS calls.
It's okay. I'll still be able to jump on it though. I'll just let them do all the work and jump on it. Let them. That works. Good stuff. Well, I'm proud of.
As for that goal setting, his goal setting document, it's a great document.
Good stuff. Good stuff. So y'all get all that and take notes, because if you can interview well, that'll really blow up for you. Some of the most famous people you know have interviewed or got famous from interviews, or, you know, just it's kind of hard to be globally admired without mastering interviews. It's kind of hard. You might want to do
remember
that.
I'm a hilarious male beige Oprah.
There it is. So now I want to see someone cry then. I want to see you make someone cry. Okay, Deanna, I need a video from you today, like I had Grace do. A video from you today. Just tell people about the opportunity. Right. Name, phone number, email.
Got it.
All right. Video, don't have to be, I don't want to tell you how to do it. Just get it done. Grace, did you stop my hair from exploding? Did you send something that you were supposed to be sending? Remember, my hair was exploding and I forget what it was.
The Phil and Susan, the replay. Mm-hmm.
Did it?
Yes.
Downloads open?
Yes.
Oh, my head is still on the place. I appreciate you because it was about to pop. And thank you. You saved my life. You saved my life. You saved my life. Now, Deanna, I want you to never mind. I don't know how to put that one out. This get with me. Satish. I know he's driving. I want me, you, and Satish to do so. Oh, good, he's not driving.
I'm back.
All right. There's something I want to do with Anthony Lee. Well, there's a lot I want to do with Anthony Lee, but let's just say the time is now. So, Deanna, Satish, get with me off camera, and we'll discuss a nice plan. Okay? All right, good, good. That's what I just saved right there for that. Scratch that off my list. Do a video. Deanna, don't get too far behind on your downloads that you're supposed to be, right? All them downloads. Don't get too far behind.
Yes, sir.
I know you was already thinking it, but just don't get too far behind, because I got behind and I never get behind. So if I'm behind, I'm just going to automatically assume that you are way behind.
Thank you.
Okay, all right. Grace, back to you. I need a, now put this, try to get this to me ASAP.
Okay.
If you want freedom.
Yes.
You just, all right, outstanding. I need a list of all your training videos.
Okay.
When recorded, I know you sent it to me already. If you did, just do it again.
Do it again. I sure will. I'm gonna just copy and paste.
It's all that admin stuff. Just as a matter of fact, give it to me.
I have a question. Some of our power sales team, we want to make sure that they are ready so that I can tell Deanna, hey, Deanna, everybody's ready. You can go ahead and send the leads. Tomorrow at 10, I'm going to record a Zoom. Reggie and I are going to record them role playing. Do you want that added?
Of what?
I just want them.
Time y'all get together. No, you're doing right. I'm sorry. Yes, ma'am. Let me get out the excited, near invalidation tone. Let me.
You know, I ask questions. You know, just to make sure.
That's a good question. I appreciate. Hold on. You look at my bare eyes. No, what do you call it? Look at my baby blue eyes. Okay, Look at my baby blue eyes.
Mm-hmm.
You're doing a good job. I appreciate you. Okay. Record all of it. And if it's whack, we'll just not add it. You understand? Okay. But I'd rather have it than you go, oh man, I did something brilliant, but I didn't record it. No. Right. Then my head is going to explode.
I got it.
Explode. All right.
Now, good. Do you still want me to send this to you now, the trainings right now?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Because yes, okay. I can move forward without that for now. I don't have to wait until 10 o'clock, whatever day you said. What day did you say?
Tomorrow.
Okay. I don't have to wait until tomorrow because I want to do stuff now because I want to talk to Monica now.
It's sent to you.
Exactly. So I can do all that stuff, have it uploaded, you know, zoom, like the car, all that good stuff.
Yes.
Cool.
It's in your lineup.
Outstanding. Chris, how much have you stole?
The whole thing, man.
I don't know if y'all saw yesterday. Chris was like, I'm just borrowing, and I logged off, and he was already posted stuff from the meeting. That's how you do it, Chris. How did your response go with the group economics post that you posted? I want y'all to hear this.
Oh, it went pretty well. It's like, as soon as I posted that, like, everybody started posting their business, social media handles and things like that, so everybody can know in the group, which also is a good thing for me, so now I can follow up and build relationships. So it's a win for everybody.
Exactly. And there's a psychological thing behind that too, Chris. Now they view you as their leader, even if they don't know they do. Mm-hmm. Because if they did not,
they would. Well, more to come. This is just a little teaspoon.
If they didn't, they wouldn't have posted. Anybody who does not view you as some sort of leader, they would not have posted. There's no reason to post to your saying, hey, man, shout out your business and so we can help one another. If I didn't like you or if I didn't think it was worth my time on your platform, I wouldn't have did it. So what you did was you sifted out folk. Trust me, there's some folk who saw it. It was like, I ain't doing that. But all those folk, they did. So now you may want to start something, but you don't know what to start yet. So don't start what you think. Ask them a bunch of questions. And from their answers, a new stream of income shall appear. Boy, I be talking, Grace. I know I do. And you know, a new stream of income shall appear, sir. Shall appear.
Yeah, all right. Go ahead, and I'm depositing all into my bank account.
There, that's it, man. You have all of it, man. I don't own nothing. I don't own anything at all. It's once it come out, it's y'all's. Let's see. Execution has been the theme for today. Execute. Grace, I want you to get with Sugar, and because she's ready, even if she ain't ready, she ready, because she sure keep emailing. She ready. She hungry. You understand? She hungry.
She'll be one of the people on this role playing tomorrow.
Okay, well, that makes some sense. All right, man.
She just asked me for a one-on-one with you.
And there you go. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
See what I'm saying? It's all. All right, good stuff. The theme of the day has been execution. This is what I'm getting ready to do. I'm getting ready to, well, I've already told y'all, you need to do this. You need to do your 80 and your 800, and then you need to do, you know, secure Jerry's success team, and then he'll help you, and then that secures up. I told Satish, 1.35 million. Satish is working with Shaker, and then Jagadish, and all sorts of stuff, and Deanna has her tasks. All y'all got y'all tasks. You understand? And I'm about to secretly go behind y'all back and outperform every last one of you. I am. I'm just telling you right now. I'm just, I am going to create a spirit of competition that's not abrasive. I don't know how to put those into words, but I think you can feel me. And I'm going to outperform you. Because you will not outwork me. It just won't happen. I'm starting with the little four-way call that I said. So please know, anything I've told you to do, I am going to do more. That being said, execution. I want you all to understand this. So Steve, if you say, hey, yeah, I'll do this. No. Yes. And then you need to go behind the system and do more. I'll give you a fantastic example of this. Nike says, come in our stores. And then Nike online says, hold my beer, we're going to outsell the stores. These are two different companies. Do you get it? These are two different companies. You have Nike, Nike online. Apple Store, Apple online. That's why those staff are typically two different types of staff, two different sets of staff. And they are set there to compete with one another, but, you know, not in an abrasive way. Y'all got me? Okay. Execution. So, Monica, you have a part in that. So, get ready. And if you watch, I've split Jerry and Monica to do some things of greatness, but... whatever. We get there when we get there. What was I supposed to say? One more thing. No wonder their sales are so high. Yes. 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 I'm about to do the same thing. I'm about to do the same thing. So y'all fulfill your goals. Just know that if when I pass you up, you're going to be like, he never pass me up. And that's actually what I'm looking for. I'm looking for that statement to come out your mouth secretly. Okay.
Get out of my head. Yes. Get out of my head.
All right. That's what I'm looking for. It's exactly what I'm looking for. Exactly what I'm looking for. They, Satish, one day they was in the office. I'm like, I can't get past 60 calls. And I don't know. How many calls did I make that day, Grace? I just sat down, developed a whole new, it was something crazy.
I can't remember, but it was ridiculous.
It was absolutely ridiculous. It was awful. I ain't had time for no games. This is how you do it, right? So sometimes you gotta do that. Last thing, well, let's execution. Stay in that mindset, because you won't be able to receive the last thing if not. Execution. Stay in that mindset. If I were you, actually, you know what, Antonio Mayuri, ask me what would you do if you were me, because then I feel like I'm not violating y'all free will if I do that. Let's see. You unmute your mic. I don't think she can unmute. Somebody asked me, what would you do? There you go. She got her mic unmuted.
So you want me to ask you, what do you do?
Antonio, what would you do if you was us?
You should ask me. So, Antonio.
No, it's okay.
What would you do?
Okay, thank you very much. I sure appreciate you. I'm going to tell you what I would do. Thank you for asking. Yeah. How did you know? Did you read my mind? I'm so happy. You read my mind. That's so nice. Now, this is what I would do. I would, have y'all ever been to the beach or something like that, or a carnival? Something? All right. This is what I would do. I would know that my government, whatever government that is spending billions, if not trillions of dollars to not look bad this year. We don't have a single government that's not doing that. But they're all doing it. Just pick one. India, America, they all look terrible right now. All of them. And all of them are spending money not to look terrible. I would get in the flow of that money and do nothing else for the rest of the year. I wouldn't do anything. I would listen. Oh, y'all said stimulus? Then I would rename, I would post the freshman stimulus level. I would. I swear to God, I would. I would. I'm telling you what I would do. The bureau stimulus, the professional speaker stimulus. Every time they say something, I'd say it too. Because the energy, basically, I would make the government pay for my advertisement. They're spending billions of dollars. And their advertisement is already brainwashing the people that I'm going after anyway. So all I'm going to do is jump in that brainwashing. You mentioned stay in something with execution. This is okay. I'm developing it right now. What I would do seriously is I would stay in the flow of that. I'm going to draw it for you because you probably won't understand. Let's say this is the tourist line where they want all the businesses at. And here's the rest of the city, just whatever. But all y'all got, like in Galveston, you got the seawall. Y'all have heard you got a highway that says business and say I-45 and I-45 business. You know, where they got no residents. They just got all the shopping centers. Everyone has that. There's no residents. You're not allowed to put no strip club right there. Nothing. Right? They got this all Chamber of Commerce out. Just the right kind of businesses. I almost said Eckerdsville. I was going to say Eckerds, and I know. I just went way too far back. I think Kroger's what I was trying to say. You know, they got all that stuff. Boom. So this is the flow of that business. They want all the money here. Here. But the problem is the city is here. So what do? They fix the street here. They got a main street here. And then one this way, and then they have a highway that'll feed into that. This is all around the globe. It doesn't. You know why this is all around the globe? Because capitalism is run by the same 8 people. Let me see if I can make this make sense to y'all. No,
who are they?
Well, I ain't got nothing to do with that. You try to eat. You try to get Jerry started. Yeah. Whoever they are, right, they ain't bothering me, so they can stay over there. They can stay over there. You know, this little metropolitan highway flows into this. So the goal is here. And this equals, in a season, at least $500 billion. In a season, whatever that season may be. Hurricane season. Please know your government is benefiting from cyclones and hurricanes. They can't wait for one to come because guess what you're going to do? You're going to shop. Do you understand? All right, so this is $500 billion over here. With this $500 billion, remember my lesson from Deanna. With this $500 billion, something pretty easy happens. All Monica wants is 1% of that. Grace, do me a favor, share a calculator. Give me 1%. You might be able to do it in your head. Give me 1% of $500 billion.
Okay. 1% of $500 billion, $50 billion, $5
billion. $5 billion. Jerry Harrod already had it up there. $5 billion. Monica, can you do something with $5 billion? Jerry, can you do something with five dudes?
With that.
Okay.
Should be all right.
You only need one. Let's say you get half of 1%. It's 2.5 billion then.
That'll pay the rent.
You know, just a little, and have a little bit left to get some scotch, right? You know, just a little bit. So now, this is the thing, y'all. If you know the 500 billion is going this way, why in the hell are you over here? It makes no sense. Let's do this way. The city is here. This isn't where the money is. This is taking the money here. Here's one street and they got gas stations on. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Y'all have seen them. Y'all go to these streets and you say, I can't believe they got these potholes here. But they're always working on the streets that make the city look good. I guarantee you the city that goes directly to the street that goes directly to the city hall in your city is always being cleaned once a month. Always. So all these are flowing here. Since you, and let me tell y'all how much the universe just wants y'all to be rich. You got COVID, you got hurricanes, you got massive heat, you got ultimate layoffs, and all four of these things. Oh, and election years. Oh, don't forget that one. Don't forget the election. You got five things, and they spending money. So this is what you do. This is what I would do, my Yuri. I listen to whatever the Indian government is saying, and I would rephrase what I'm saying with their same words. I would. I would also say, as a result of the $1,200 stimulus package, you can't hear me? Okay. As a result of the $1,200 stimulus package, this is America right now, we want to match what they're giving. For a limited time, get $1,200 in store credit of blank. And now they're going, well, I'm going to pick up this check, and I'm going to pick up this check. And your afterthought is this check. You're the this check, but that different this check, that's the one you want to be in. It would behoove you, word I learned from the military, it would behoove you to probably ride the energy that's already out there. I would not market any other way. So if you want to get 800 people by yourself, what is your government saying? And say those things. Why am I telling you that? Because the government spending has a pool of more than 800 people, and you only need whatever percentage that gives you back 800. Antonio T. Smith Jr., you can plan better. You can dominate. Thank you, everybody. Appreciate you. We'll see you. I don't even know what today is, but
then. Tuesday.
Oh.
Tuesday.
Oh, okay. Well,
right, in 10 minutes.
On class. All yeah. Right. Okay. All right, everybody. Have a good one.
When the pandemic began, I had the biggest problem in the world, not making money. The pandemic was actually quite a blessing for me, as it almost made me a billionaire. I came really close. So the pandemic was a blessing. It was hiring people. And get this, everybody. I had 48 job positions open during the pandemic. $22 an hour with paid training. And I could not find a single person for 2 years to fit any of those 48 job positions. Hear me well. 48 job positions, $22 an hour, paid training, and I couldn't find someone, not one person, for those job positions. Now, is it because I hire slowly? True. But it's because I wasn't using ZipRecruiter. And that's a fact. I wasn't getting to the right people for the right position to fit my right culture. And there are so many different things that you can do this summer. As a matter of fact, you can free up as much time as you want to. But if you're not using ZipRecruiter, you're probably not going to free up that time if you're attempting to hire people. So what is ZipRecruiter? What is probably the greatest job finder that's out there? And that's why you need ZipRecruiter. You need it so you can find the right candidates. Now, it's not that ZipRecruiter helps you find jobs. It's more accurately that ZipRecruiter takes your culture, takes your job, takes what you're looking for, and immediately matches them with the perfect candidate. And if they can't find a perfect candidate, they will skip over that person and then give you the perfect candidate for you. ZipRecruiter uses one of its most powerful tools, which is the technology itself, to match the right candidates up with your job. You can easily review their recommendations and easily review their recommended candidates and invite these candidates to apply for your top positions. Additionally, ZipRecruiter has a complete suite of tools that makes it easy for you to filter out, review, and rate candidates. 4 out of 5 employees have been used by 4 out of 5 employers on ZipRecruiter. It is a blessing. And no wonder ZipRecruiter is rated #1 hiring site in the world based on G2 satisfaction ratings as of this year, January 1st. My friends, soak up everything I said. It's not an ad. This is a personal testimony of how I found the right people to sit in the right seat on the right bus. Without ZipRecruiter, it wouldn't have been possible. So how do you take advantage of what I'm talking about? Well, you go to ZipRecruiter.com/B2B. All spelled the regular way. That's Zip, Z-I-P, Recruiter, R-E-C-R-U-I-T-E-R, ZipRecruiter.com/B2B. And I promise you, you will be grateful that you did so. Again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/B2B. It's also in the show notes.